Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Lola D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You. We're so excited because 21 has brought some changes. You know, formerly the Smith Way Production is now a internet talk radio station. It's WVSW. We're the voice of the Smith Way Production as well as internet talk radio. And we're coming to you. We're going to bring this to you, a format that's going to lighten your day and make you feel a lot better. I am very excited to be before you in 2021 because we kind of took some time off. All my co-hosts, myself, the team, the whole operation just kind of took some time to recoup, get together, push 20 out, and bring in 21. So we're really excited about what will be happening in 21. So we have an awesome show planned for you tonight, and we want you to make sure you take time to just really enjoy. What I want you to do is kind of relax. If you just finished with dinner, relax, sit back, get you a libation, whether it be a cup of water, a cup of tea, or whatever you're drinking. Get you some kind of dessert. If you're eating dinner, that's fine. Just step away from the table for a minute when you get a chance so you can hear what we're talking about. Talking Real to You is the only blog talk radio show that's on Facebook, that's on Instagram, and on Periscope just talk about plain old life issues. That's what we're all about. This vessel, we want to share this with you. So we're real excited to come before you tonight and share some things that I think will make a difference in your life. We have an outstanding guest tonight. Young lady just inspired. When I had a chance to talk with her about, it's been about 3 or 4 weeks ago when we was communicating, I just saw some awesome thing. I felt a spirit about her. Feel like she's ready to bring some things out that's going to help us be, you know, just do a little better financially in 2021. That's all we ask. We had some challenges. COVID-19 brought those challenges before, and they are still here. Now, let's not forget that. So we want to be looking and play light and talk light about that. We want to make sure you understand that. So we're so excited to come with this Internet Talk Radio station, which is WBSW, and coming at you hard. We're going to come just like we're going to make it do what it do. So before I move any further, I want to make sure I identify those people that's on the line that as co-hosts. And there are some other people joining us. Was invited by individuals. And that's what we want you to do. Now, the call-in number so you can be a part of this is 347-857-4192. And if you have something that's burning in your heart that you want to share, you have a question for our guest or a question for the co-host, we ask you to press 1 on your dial, and then we will make sure we identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to leave your location. If you choose your name, it's fine, and then offer your expertise. If you want to check us out on the web link, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. So you'll get a chance to get it. It used to be Smith Way Productions, so we're moving in a whole different direction. If you want to check us out by just emailing us, you can go to talkingreal2you@gmail.com. If you want to also tweet the show, you have an opportunity. You can tweet us at the Smith Way Production with the number 1. You also can tweet us at Dr. Lorenza Smith with the number 1. Then we have at @coach_L_Smith. And we always never forget about this. You can tweet us as well as Talking Real to You. And then if you want to go to our network site, you can, and that's @W_Internet_Talking_Radio. And you have a chance to communicate. So real excited about coming before you with this new format. And we have some awesome things we're going to talk about tonight. We're being broadcast on Facebook. And you can go to facebook.com/BRLDalberto Smith. And you'll get a chance to, you know, check us out. You can go back and check some of our episodes that we had previously, as well as the episode tonight on demand. You can check it out later on. But if you're a Facebook friend, you got an opportunity to join us. And if you have any comments, type in your comments. I see some people already typing in the comments. If you want to check us out on Twitter, as I just gave the several Twitter sites we have, you can go to @TheSmithWayProduction with the number 1. We still use that one as a place that you can go. And then you also can check us out, and I see I'm just rolling. I'm looking at so many streams in front of me now, but I'm looking at the one with Instagram. And you can also go and check us out on Instagram as well. So we're really excited about coming before you. So we're going to take this opportunity to introduce our many, many volunteer co-hosts. We appreciate everyone taking time to volunteer and a whole lot of money involved with this, but we want to make sure we give them a shout out. We make sure we shout out those individuals on Facebook to let you know also the many listeners to Blog Talk Radio in 18 countries. We're heard in 18 countries, so we're excited. But the three that all of them are important, but when I know we're being here in the United States, we're being heard in Canada, that's north of the border, and south of the border, Mexico. So we know on a part of the North American continent, we're being heard, and we're so excited about having the opportunity to be broadcast there. All right, let me give a shout-out to those individuals. I have several calls that came in and said, well, I won't be able to go because I'm not feeling well, or either I have an emergency just come up. And it's cool. That's what it's all about. Again, they're volunteering themselves. All right, we hail from the state of Alabama, our 2 millennium. and none other than Lauren D. Smith, as well as Cameron Gilmer. Those two millennials join us from time to time as a volunteer. Hail from the state of Georgia, none other than Dr. Olivia E. Smith. From the state of Florida, so glad to have this young, by way of Cleveland, Ohio. She was excited when the Cleveland Browns won their first game in the playoff in many years, and it wasn't fortunate yesterday, but to get there is a good thing. That's Lisa Levine. Now, this young lady hails from the state of California. So glad to have her. However, she's the one that kind of let me know she wasn't going to be able to join us, but she had asked some guests and her friends to join us. Thank you, friends, for making sure you join us and be a part of it. From Oakland, California, none other than our friend of the show, our co-host, Tina Robinson. And never last and never least, this young lady celebrate, like many others of the Divine Nine, their Founders Day on Saturday. That's J16. And I know how excited she was because she posted some real positive things and even had a picture on there looking real good on there. This young lady hails from the state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. So glad to have her as a part of this show. And she's with us tonight. None other than my sorrow, part of the Blue and White family, J16, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Miss Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing fine and so glad to be part of this inaugural show as the new WBSW.
Yes.
All right, now.
Yes, ma'am. We're the voice of the Smith Way.
Making
Internet
it do what it, making it
so,
do what it do.
There you go. We're going to make it do what it do. Just want to make sure everybody take the opportunity because today it has been, as we know, we rotate that third Monday as being our celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King and the things that he did for us and for all of this country. It wasn't just for people of color. It was for everybody. He brought people together, and we want to make sure this show celebrates Dr. Martin Luther King and the things that he allowed through his efforts where we are today. Even if it looked like it split, we still working to eventually get to be one where we need to be. On behalf of, I know for sure, I played a part in supporting the brothers of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, our guests that have been on here, our politician, our resident politician, Kurt Hatchard, my family, and they recognize on Saturday the MLK celebration breakfast here in Montgomery, and we want to make sure we recognize Dr. King and his affiliation, his membership in Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. All right, Scarlett, we got an awesome guest tonight, Scarlett, and I'm really excited having this young lady, and I know she's been waiting. I told her just get a cup of water and just kind of get relaxed and just get ready because we got some things that we want to do because the title of our show tonight is Money is King. We know we got a lot of money, and she's going to share some things to kind of help us understand that. But credit is power.
That's right.
See, people have to understand, you might have all the money, but you say you're the king. But if you have no credit, if you don't have the functioning credit, you don't have any power. And she's going to share some things with us tonight. This young lady hails from the state of Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We have quite a few individuals come out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area that have been on our show, and she's from that area as well. She's a financial literacy specialist, and we're so glad to have her on the show, none other than Miss Nikki Alexander. How you doing, Nikki?
I am doing very, very well. How are you?
We are awesome, and I'm going to speak for everybody, but I know our co-host will speak for herself. But on this end, we're doing well.
We're so glad to have you with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Like, really, this is just a blessing that, you know, someone reached out and complimented me on the work that I was doing, and now I'm actually able to share with more people just some valuable information that has really blessed my life the last 2.5 years. So thank you guys again for having me.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, you know, when I saw it, and I know that's something I do as well, financial literacy, I talk about that all the time to let individuals know we may think we are literate in finance. We're truly, truly sort of illiterate in what we need to do and understand. Because we had several shows, we had one of those, you know, in regard to a GoFundMe is not a retirement future plan or even a burial policy, not GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. You have to get that in place. And we talked about several shows we had dealing with that. But this one got a little different look to it, because even though we identify Nikki as a financial literacy specialist, she also works with the financial education services. And she provides important service, executive sales director, and she's also a network marketing professional. So those are a couple things that will help you get where you need to go. You can check her out on her Facebook page, and you can see exactly as Nikki Alexander, and you can see exactly what she's doing. And when she talked with us tonight, she's going to share some things. I hope it's encouraging to you that you make a point to go check with her and just contact her in her form or fashion. She's going to leave her number. She's going to leave her information so you can help yourself be literate about your finance. All right, Nikki, we're going to get started by kind of asking you to share some things. And I just talked about it because I've been reading up and I look at Facebook. When I see people, I try to study them just like they do me. So I wanted to know more about you, but I'm going to allow you the opportunity. I'm going to allow you the opportunity to share as much as you want to about yourself so our listeners can have an opportunity to kind of feel close to you. Because once you know something about a person, you feel a little comfortable. We want them to be comfortable. So, Nikki, it's in your hands for right now.
All right. Thank you so much again. And like I stated, about 2.5 years ago, a friend of mine just came to me in regards to just check out what I have. And I'm like, cool. And so it was pretty much financial literacy. But at the time, I wasn't worried about credit, wasn't crunching for money or anything. I was actually a part on an 18-wheeler truck and trailer repair company. And of course, we all want to run our business, be the boss, you know, take off when we want to, call the shots. But, you know, of course, it's so much more to it when you're running your company. But anyway, this opportunity came about, and I went ahead and just went, signed up for all the services. My credit score shot up 117 points in 77 days. And I actually partnered with them as a consultant, and I got my first check 8 days later. Had no clue, but I was like, okay, I may be on to something. So actually, you know, just learning a little bit more, my credit score went up another 52 points. So overall, I've had a total of 62 points of a credit score increase. Now, I'm sitting at my shop, and, you know, if I'm not there to open up shop, close, change the light bulb, do payroll, make a call a teacher run to the store. You know, it was just a lot to do. But I was actually able to transition out of what I was doing to do this full time because, you know, we always want to work smarter and not harder. And I was like, oh, you know, this is wearing out. But anyway, like I said, this is a total blessing for me to actually have this information presented to me because, of course, like most, you know, we can get a job, we can earn money, we're going to be okay, but I wasn't good at managing it. Or, you know, you think you are making or you are buying assets, they end up being liabilities. And, you know, just making poor choices, just not really knowing and understanding how to budget and manage money and really its worth. So now, again, I was able to transition out of my business. I'm able to supplement my income, work from anywhere, and just really educate our people, honestly, because, again, before I got started, I wasn't worried about my credit, but I got an overall 162-point increase. So what was my credit score before then? It was in the 60s, but I felt I was doing okay. But today, that is straight poor credit. So, I'm just wiser, and I'm just here to help the masses.
Awesome, Nick, I tell you. It's good to hear that. And we want to kind of really make sure we touch bases on some things, especially after we're dealing with 2020 and somehow finance has been hit very hard. Some of us have lost our jobs, lost our business, and we're just hanging on in our business. And I want to make sure everybody understands you have to be literally enough to be able to handle business, but also handle your personal finance. There's a difference, and I always share with people, professional and personal. It's not all the same dealing with finance. And sometimes we need to be literate about that enough to understand whatever you have personal, which is your checking account or your saving account, is not considered a professional account. But your account with your credit cards, your account, and I'm just sharing just those couple things that we eventually going to let Nikki share some thoughts about it so some of us can be literate enough, and not all of us, I already know, so we can make sure we take advantage of the opportunity of having solutions to the problems that may come up, because 2020 may have created some problems for us, and we need some solution. Now, the call-in number to talk with Nikki as well as Scarlett and myself is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Just share your location, and then you can offer your expertise, ask your question, or offer your comments. Matter of fact, we already got a call from the star, and I'm loving to always hear this and look over and see people already pressing the button. So let me check and see, Nikki, to see exactly this call right here. Just hold on a second. The caller with the last four digits, 8421, you're alive now.
Yeah. Good evening. I truly appreciate everyone that's bringing this broadcast together. How are you, Kenny? This is Gary Blodger. I'm in San Lorenzo, California.
Okay.
I wanted to make mention of the fact that a lot of our financial illiteracy is generational based, and we have found ourselves literally making ends meet and trying to deal with survivalism. So there is financial illiteracy because we never had the opportunity to be in settings where financial education was primary or the primary point of discussion. However, when you made mention, Dr. Smith, of 2020, the pandemic, and the economic losses of jobs and then other things, we have a lot of things that are out of balance. And I think that's where if we talk finances, if we talk relationships, if we talk spirituality, the world, individuals are out of balance. And therein lies part of our problem, because we don't prioritize correctly. But with the conversation being about financial literacy, balance is a definite need be. So I would like to say that if we could start working on generationalism and passing on to our children the legacy of how to make bank accounts balance, checkbooks and credit cards balance, and then we can find the value of equity. So I appreciate you. I don't want to be long-winded, and I'll stop right there.
Thank you so much, Carla, for sharing your thought. And what we're going to do, we're going to go for that, Nikki, and we're going to kind of jump in and kind of some of the things he was talking about, things being generation. And before you do, I want to make sure I give the sponsors a shout-out. I need to give the sponsors. The members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, is co-sponsoring this show along with WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and they are offering the opportunity for anyone who's looking for big and better business to connect with them, and they want to make sure that we're moving forward in the right direction. So we will give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, as well as WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And now, Nikki, we move forward with you in regards to maybe talking about some things about we're surviving. We know we're trying to survive. And a lot of the curses that we have as generation in regards to finance, can you just kind of give us some enlightening information that will kind of help us understand just the generation to generation where we're struggling with understanding balancing a checkbook or just investments or whatever it may be? It's on you now, Nikki.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, it all starts, you know, we only do what we know. And financial literacy, how to balance a checkbook, write a check, open an account, that information isn't taught to us. And actually, with my company, everyone that actually comes aboard to get into our credit restoration program, we actually have a nonprofit that we give back to called Youth Financial Literacy. And before COVID, we were actually going out to schools as consultants, taking our own curriculum from our company, and we were actually teaching kids in the fifth and ninth grade just, you know, personal finances and all of this. So actually, once they go through the program, we donate $500 to the school, give them a pizza party, and it's just pretty much just letting them know that pizza. So that is something that, you know, we give back. This year we're actually giving out $600,000 to first-year freshmen in college, I'm sorry, high school seniors to go to college. You know, they pretty much just write an essay about financial literacy, you know, go through the program. So we're actually trying to give back because there are 63 million Americans that have less than a 599 credit score. And although, again, we are on the financial literacy umbrella because what we can do is actually get the credit up to par, but the reason a lot of us have poor credit, if it's not, you know, lack of knowledge, but once we actually get our credit where we need it to be, but 79% of Americans live in paycheck to paycheck. So if you're making just enough to pay your bills, you can't get sick. You can't, you know, miss work. You can't have an emergency because, you know what, you're going to miss a payment, a credit card payment, and then there's your income. I'm sorry, your credit score. So it all tumbles down. And so another thing I've kind of much been reading and just paying a lot of attention to in 2020, just, you know, really becoming a business owner. So all of us, you know, we go to work the 9 to 5, government taking pretty much 30-40% of our annual pay. And I just tell people, you know, open up your business. Even though if you don't make any money, a lot of businesses don't make any money. They have no profit, but you're actually able to give your taxes back from your W-2, from your 9 to 5. So, I mean, you just kind of like just have to maybe read up on it or get with, you know, some people or around individuals. But, I mean, you can get your LLC, create your business for $105. And, I mean, it's just a lot. I mean, I can answer more questions more specifically, but there are different ways where we can actually become financially stable. So when these things come about, you know, we can just easily give ourselves a break just by doing that.
Awesome, Nikki. I tell you, Scarlett, you have a question you might want to ask at this time, and we'll listen to yours, and we'll kind of move forward with some other things.
Well, it's not really a question, she's doing a great job, you know, in talking about. I loved your history, and how you have encouraged yourself to reach your goals. I think that often, and I love what the caller had to say, the young man from California, great points that he brought out. I think what we saw with the pandemic, but even before that, when the government was shut down year before last for the first time, and a lot of people that worked with the federal government, you know, they had been, you know, shut down with their jobs. And I think the thing that broke my heart was seeing one of the workers, employees of color, who had been working with the federal government for years, on national TV, crying her heart out and begging for, you know, government to reopen because she just couldn't make it. And I thought to myself, you know, when they went back and did research, they found that $400 people, if it was anything more than $400, you know, it really would be a struggle. But I think that, and I just want to see if our guest tonight, what she thinks about this, that sometimes, and like the caller said, sometimes the generational thing or just even trying to know what to do, sometimes people think that you have to really start, you know, with a huge amount of money. And that you don't realize you start small and you keep building week after week after week after week. You keep going, you know, especially when you're younger and you're just starting out your jobs. If you don't do anything, put $5 and $10, you know, a month away or a week away every time you get your check and don't touch it and just let it grow. Our guest tonight, what do you think about, you know, instead of trying to chew everything at one time, starting small, like you did, and just keep going?
I'm sorry, Nikki. Is that
yeah.
Okay. Yes, it doesn't matter where you start. When you start, you have to get started in order to
start.
Start. And again, you know, it's so much I did not know before. Hello?
Hello, you're here.
Okay.
Right here. You're
Hello, you're still here.
Okay. But yes, so as far as getting the information and the...
Oh, we may have lost her.
You think you lost her?
Yeah, it call was dropped, so she called back. Nick will call back in. Just kind of, as she was saying, Scarlett, some of the things I share with some of my clients and individuals I work with, try to help them through financial, coming up with solutions, because I don't like to spend a whole lot of time on the problem, because when problems, things happen, you can't change problems, but you can come up with a solution.
There you go.
One of the things I always tell individual, pay yourself. You work hard enough every month. I don't care if it's $10 a week or if you get paid every 2 weeks or once a month. If it's $20, you can deposit in an account that you don't mess. That's because I paid myself for working these 2 weeks. So if it's $40, if you just multiply that time 12 months in a year, you're going to most likely have $480. Or you can increase it each year. But you have to. We also got to do another thing, and I'm still waiting on Nikki to call back in. We have to do with our children. We have to teach them about saving and more or less, whether it's $5 or $2 or $1, because some of our children do have the wisdom. And Scarlett, you know, and know of young people, they have what they call a piggy bank.
Mm-hmm.
And in that piggy bank, they dropping their quarters and nickels in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Adults have to do the same thing. People have to understand adults have to do the same thing. I think we got Nikki back, but I'm going to get her up. But adults have to do the same thing about paying yourself. And if we continue to promote this within our families, that you pay yourself, even as little kids that we work, you have them work around the house, and you give them an allowance of $5. I have four children, and my girls are totally different. I got one daughter who spends every dime you give to her. And I have the other one, which is my oldest daughter. She will not spend nothing. I mean, she'll find that because she's trying to put back and put away and try to do that. So where is, you know, she saw that, because I always talk about them developing their own savings account, develop and pan themselves when they become. Now, all of mine are adults now. My youngest one is 25, be 26 next month. So the point is, you know, they working. They got careers, and they doing things. So they're able to understand the pace. They're not perfect at it because they're calling daddy all the time. Daddy is an ATM machine. And I'm just telling you, and I don't know about other people, but I know I'm an ATM machine. They call it, Dad, I need this $400. Dad, I need $100. Dad, I need this. I need to finish my younger one. I'm finishing with my tuition. She got one semester to go, and she'll be finishing in chemistry. So she want to finish up, and she said, I need $400, Dad. I pay mine out. Then she posts on Facebook that she's ready to get this semester out of the way. But that's what we have to teach our young people. So, Nikki, we're going to go back to you because I see you're back on the line. And share your thoughts in regards to, again, you were sharing about paying yourself. And then we're going to talk about, Scarlett mentioned about startup business. People are starting a business, using what you have to have a business. Go ahead on, Nikki.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so just back to just being disciplined, even like you guys stated, with the pin banks. Now, how many of us, you know, you can put the money in there, but who really left their money in there when we were little? And that's pretty much the same thing. It's cute to have. That's what all kids do. But are we going to allow them to, you know, get it out when they get ready? Do they have to work for it? Or this is the only amount you should take out? And honestly, since we know better, we should instill that in our kids, honestly. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that budgeting, saving, and really starting up a business. But, you know, we all have to just pretty much be disciplined all the way around when it comes to finances and budgeting. And, you know, you want your cars, you want toys for Christmas, you want a home. Although you have credit cards, what is your credit utilization? So it's just a lot that makes everything tick and go just like a good running machine when it comes to your finances.
One thing that I do at Christmas, you mentioned Christmas, one thing that I do for Christmas each year, I have, you know, those huge apple cider jars. You know, when you have apple cider, you know, like the, you know what I'm talking about, with the little handle on it, all of my loose change, all the loose change that you collect throughout the year, my loose change goes into those jars. And then at Christmas time, that's how I do Christmas gifts and Christmas cards and things of that nature. And depending on the year and how much I put in there, you know, with the loose change, you know, I'm into a couple of $100 or more, you know, every year. So even with that, you know, if it's just, you know, pennies add up, you know, it doesn't always have to be the dollar. You know, them coins add too, you know, to do what you can to just, like you said, start somewhere regardless of your age. You can be 80 years old, you know, start somewhere, you know, 60, 50, whatever. If you haven't started, you know, just start paying yourself and doing those kind of things.
Awesome. And it's so important that we keep that in mind. But we want you to be a part of it. We have several people. We have several people on the line now. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you for your location, then offer your expertise. Something else is so important that we have to understand, Nikki, and maybe you can kind of touch bases on this so we can kind of understand this. About personal, dealing with personal finance, financial literacy, and professional finance literacy. If you want to just kind of share some thoughts on that and kind of give our callers and watchers an opportunity to kind of hear some things about that, because some people don't understand that. They think all that's the same. And we need to get some clarity. That's part of our illiterate part of it, that we need to come up and have some clarity on it. And you can go with that. Share your thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, of course, in order to have business credit, your personal credit has to be intact first, because when you go to try to get a line of business credit, although you have an EIN, but an EIN is not an individual, so it has to be attached to someone. So once then, that's when you can go ahead, you know, start your business, whatever it may be. But of course, it's going to mirror off of your personal credit. Now, as far as opening a business, you can easily go online, apply, and then open up your own account. Now, you can sell cars, you can paint houses, you can do hair. But just having an EIN on file, tax ID number, business name, regardless if you make $100 that year or you put $5,000 into your business. If you didn't make anything, that's a write-off. If you make something, the taxes from your 9-to-5, that can help. And most people, I just started telling everyone last year, like, okay, you don't have to have a business plan, but this is going to save you. It's going to help you get more money or keep more money in your household. You can even employ your children and pay them with your business. But, you know, it takes $49.95 to, you know, get you EIN, and you can, of course, do the rest. But just think about it. That's a very, very small investment. It can sit on your table. There's a lot of businesses that are closed, but, you know, if you, instead of having a storefront, you're now simply mailing things out from your home. It's a way, you know, to go ahead and pay yourself. And then, like you mentioned about the money, you save for Christmas. And so many people, they have money in their ashtrays or pennies or quarters on floors. And, you know, pay
yep.
about it. And so, like, if you
put it in the jar,
$200 to $300 in December, and then I'm like, dang, all of this came out of my house.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet the person that says that, they don't even probably have $50 in their name. So it's kind of like we have to be blamed, wake up all the time. Hey, well, baby, if this little money did this, I can try a little harder.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's so important that we do understand, but we do have a caller, and this caller, he called and he hit the button, he hit the button again. And I don't want to deny him the opportunity to ask his question, offer his comments. Caller with the last four digits, as I stated earlier, 8421, and you're now live.
I appreciate you, sir. I would like to say that part of our problems also are that we are consumers by nature, and that we have a tendency to always want to have the latest iPhone, the latest Nikes, the latest cars. But from a business perspective, one thing that we never keep in mind is, do we know what LLCs are? Do we know how to incorporate? Do we know what bylaws are? And we can be very good at cooking or doing hair or providing services, but can we run a business? Do we know overhead? Do we know, the cost ratios are with regards to putting money into the business and also having overruns and costs that keep the business afloat. So to have just the skills to be able to provide a service doesn't
mean
that you
can open mind about this.
A lot of good businesses have started out with good ideas but failed because of lack of business knowledge.
Awesome. So pretty much anything before, you know, you venture out to something new, maybe get a mentor or just someone that can guide you or have exactly what you want that can actually teach you. But as far as breaking down, you know, the ratios, what's the LLC, proprietorship, you know, you just have to read up and just do your research like you would with anything else.
I think that
exactly.
That was good, and loved his comments too that he made. But I would like to say I want to give a positive spin on something. I think that I've been so proud to hear about all the black businesses, or small businesses, and in the communities where people lived, and all those things that people were really trying to become their own entrepreneurs. And people are really growing in that area of getting the information, getting the training, getting the mentorship that they need to get the businesses up and running. I know we promote it here on this show quite often. And we have people on the show, just like Nikki tonight, who have made a difference in doing those things that the caller just talked about. However, this pandemic really turned a lot of things around for so many people, and particularly those small businesses that had to navigate to try to get those loans and those grants. And many still didn't, and did not get the economic recovery that they needed, that the majority of other folks, you know, are so used to getting. Like the caller said, you know, they have that information, they know how to navigate it. This is just an area where after this pandemic, you know, and now that we know what we know, we know that's an area where, you know, small businesses are going to really have to look in that area of improvement and really trying to navigate those areas too. And that comes with, like she said, mentorship and getting people that have this knowledge to help. But we're on our way.
Awesome.
And I was so glad to see that. But the pandemic really hurt a lot.
Exactly, exactly. And what we have to keep in mind, and I want everybody to understand, is as we share things with you, we want you to count up, take whatever you can, research, look it up. Nikki said about people starting a business. Even our callers talk about starting a business. A lot of times we don't even understand the need of an EIN number. You know, some people don't even understand what that is. Then besides that, they don't really understand that you have to have some sort of plan. I didn't say a best written plan, but you have to have some plan. Your vision board. And on your vision board, you're talking about, I want to start this business. And it can be from the smallest business, and Nikki can follow up with that if she would like to, in regards to Uber.
I thought you said
Uber.
Ouija board.
No, vision board. But, you know, Uber, Lyft, people don't realize, DoorDash, those things are an opportunity. Those are small business. You got people that are taking going around mobile washing cars. You have people mobile fixing hair. They might be doing it in the kitchen, but they mobile. And these are the kind of things you have to do, and you have to kind of understand that you don't have to go and get attached to this franchise to start your business. A lot of us are doing some things that if we focus on what we need, have a vision, and have that board saying, this is where I want to be at a certain point, because a business is all about longevity. And you got to understand that it has been said in for the first 5 years, you may not see no profit. So don't dump all your earnings, all your savings into it, because you may not get any returns the first few years. But eventually, if you're holding to it, longevity is so important to any type of business. And everybody have to understand that having that longevity, meaning sticking with it, and don't reinvent the wheel and do things that create problems for you, because every time you reinvent the wheel, it's hard for me as a creditor to give you some money. A lender. It's hard for me to lend you money because I'll say you won't be able to hold on to it. Don't have your job history where you're changing jobs every month or two. Even though you're trying to do a little business, you're still working on that other job, which you consider to be your full-time job, but you're trying to do a janitorial service. You're trying to do a window washing service. You can't be changing jobs a whole lot. You know, that's something I want everybody to keep in mind so you can understand. Now, as well as our guests, and if you're interested in starting up a business, finding out about what it takes to get a business, contact her. She can kind of, if it's no more working, and I can't say she's going to tell you exactly how, she can help you in regards to that. That's what's coming up next. But I want to give a pretty much for one of our sponsors, if you decide to start a business, whether it's Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, janitorial service, lawn service, and you need some help with capital or how to apply for capital, contact William Scott at 320-5438. William Scott, 334-320-5438. Okay, Nikki, at that point, can you just want to share some other things in regards to what are some steps for financial freedom? We all want to know what financial freedom. First of all, can you share what's financial freedom, and then what are some steps to move in that direction?
Okay, absolutely. So of course, financial freedom is pretty much becoming debt free. So of course, in order to become debt free, we have to go ahead and see what would be the easiest and the fastest way we can pay off our debt, hopefully with, you know, the least amount of interest that's on that particular account. Of course, we want to, of course, protect our credit while we're working on it. And, of course, monitor it. So you will know if an account is sold, okay, well, I'm at 650, next month I should be at 712. But then a new account, collection account, pops up on your credit. So you always want to monitor that. Then, of course, you want to make sure you have solid credit that's built, that's established. So when it's time to go get a loan where maybe you need to pay off your debt so that you can become financially free, you would, you know, go ahead and be able to be approved with that line of credit. But, of course, you have to budget. And then, of course, you have to save. So all of those pretty much go hand in hand in becoming financially free.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Nick, I want to kind of ask you about something you just said about account is sold. And some of us don't quite understand when we said account is sold. I know you're going to share with us, but the second part of that, when we're talking about explaining the account is sold, the second part would be when they sell that account, is that account closed and it's opened up on another lender? How does that affect your credit?
Yeah. Okay. So let's say you have a Capital One account and they have not received any payments on it for 18 months. They have to, now this is what I've read, this is what I was informed. So after a year and a half, I don't receive a payment from you. By law, whatever umbrella I'm in for this company, I have to write it off of my book. Now, this is where all of the collection agencies companies come from that actually buys, you know, your debt penny on a dollar. So that's why it's always easy to settle or, you know, you pay this. You no longer hear from Capital One anymore. So that means you don't owe Capital One anymore. So now you get it from these random people. But if you are familiar with the Fair Credit Reporting Act, if you did not give the third-party authorization to put anything on your credit, it has to come off. Now, so they have your debt. But, okay, so I applied to Capital One to get my line of credit. So by me applying for that, run my credit, so we're in agreement. Yeah, you can tell everybody how I pay you back. So they have permission to put something on my credit report, not these other people. So that's kind of like how we go around. We leverage the Fair Credit Reporting Act. We work on all derogatory items at once. You can have 5 items, 50 items, but at the end of the day, it's that it's just the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And the credit bureaus, they are just for-profit entities. They're not government-owned or anything. So it's just like us three on the line, and a repo comes across our desk. And, you know, I could be backed up. You don't even care. And then the next person, I'm going to do my due diligence. So now the repo comes off of TransUnion, but it doesn't come off of Experian or Equifax. So a lot of people don't understand it. It came off of one. So why the other two? See, the other two, they are tripping. Mm-hmm. They not even know what they're supposed to do. No, we in three different households running three different businesses.
Yes, yes. Good.
So
that is
know, at the end of the day, so when the dispute process actually begins, it's a paper trail. You know, people, they say, I can fix my credit myself. That's fine. You can do your dispute letters. Of course, everything is time sensitive. And, you know, you have to be on top of it. But at the end of the day, if I mail them, you mail them, it's still the same process. And we, us three, we will run our business how we see fit. So
awesome. That's
kind of like the delay. So when people come to you and tell you, oh, yeah, your credit will be good in 90 days, this and that. No. And then, I don't know what you're going to do, and the next person is going to do. So, you know, and then a lot of people, they don't even know how their credit is even, you know, made up. Because I know me, I would always pay my bills on time, and I didn't go over my credit limit, but my credit score never moved. But I wasn't aware of my credit utilization. I wasn't aware that I needed a mixture of credit, you know, revolving accounts with credit cards and installments with, you know, a car note, mortgage, some type of loan, and then with the inquiries I have, how old my credit is. So it's five different factors. That's just like, you know, your report card in elementary, you know, you went to gym, social studies, just that. If you don't show up for two of those classes, so you're only getting credit for three. So regardless how you pay your bills and what you have going on, you lose points or your credit score will remain stagnant if you're not getting all five of those categories to up your score.
Awesome, awesome. And Nikki, I'm glad you shared that with us. And Scarlett, I'm going to let you jump in a minute. It's something that I want to say personally I encountered, and it was dealing with my home. I was first with Wells Fargo, and then I didn't even know I got a letter saying that your account now will be moved to, and that ain't from not making payment because I got longevity paying mine. But they moved the account to, oh God, I'm gonna think of the name of the place, but it was to another a lender, and I didn't know anything about it until it came when the insurance that I had through that previous lender, you know, that being paid, it was an FHA and everything. But what happened was the insurance company was based in South Alabama and North Florida. So what happened, they no longer came this far up, which is about 150 miles where I am, and said that they no longer could carry you. So that means that I lost that. I had to get another insurance that would carry me in this area. But my point, I didn't even know it had been sold, had been taken over by another lender. Can you share some thoughts, just a minute or two, then we'll let Scar jump in with a question or either a comment. Why did that happen? What is the key to dealing with that as well?
As far as that situation, I would say it's I don't want to say somewhat common, but, you know, when it's rules and regulations, jurisdiction, you know, just company policies or whatever really in the background that we're not aware of, you know, information can be transferred to different companies. They probably say they sent an email or paperwork or something in the mail. But the only way I would come involved or we would actually assist you is, like, it affected your credit. So let's just say that, you know, it moved and you were still paying the old company, you wasn't aware of something like that. Now, that is where, you know, all I can say as far as the expertise or if it's affecting you in that type of way, but I'm sure they probably sat around and had every paperwork in the law. You know, they did it the proper way, but you just feel that you were misinformed because it's an inconvenience to you.
Exactly. That's my point about not being really, you get a letter, you may get a letter in the midst of letters, and they really will tell you in 3 months, and 6 months, and they may not tell you at all until it already happens. But I just want to use that example for our callers, 347 our watchers. 857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line with Nikki, Scarlett, and myself, and you can share your thoughts, ask your question. Scarlett, did you want to jump in right here and share some comments?
I was just thinking that, you know, over time, these banks, especially these large chain of banks like Wells Fargo and places like that, when they're when their internal structure changes, a lot of these things may occur that you as a consumer or the client may not even be aware of. And when you take out loans for a mortgage or things like that, you know, that little fine print that you can hardly read and understand, you know, one thing about it, we need to ask questions. And I know you probably did, Doc, you know, but again, when that, you know, Wells Fargo has changed structure, I don't know how many times now over the years internally, but you know, for our listeners and those that are going to shore up their 2021 financial status, you get a home mortgage, read the fine print. You do an insurance, take out a life insurance or insurance like we talked about on another show as a way of also building your financial strength. Read the fine print. You know, ask the questions because we don't ask questions. You know, don't be shy about asking the questions. You know, I've had, you know, over the years, you know, lenders or whatever get real angry with me because I'm asking all kinds of questions, you know, and that's fine. But, you know, you're one paying back the lender, and it's your money. So you need to ask the questions and ask them regardless of how silly it may sound. You know, and it's okay to say, you know, I really don't understand this right here. Explain this to me a little bit more. It's okay to say that. And they have an obligation to explain it to you.
Awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much, Scarlett. Nikki, we really, really want have a couple more questions, and we want to make sure we can get them and share his thoughts and discuss a couple of things. I kind of know, you know, I told you I'm I guess you can say I was stalking your page by reading some stuff you was doing. So
he's a stalker.
So, yeah, I'm being honest. You know, just being honest.
He's being honest. He's a
things.
Stalker.
Yes, we straight up. Because, you know, we want to be informed. Particularly, you had a part, may have been just a discussion that said, discuss credit tips. Due date versus statement date. Can you share some thoughts with our listeners and watchers so they can understand about due date and statement date?
And the what date?
Statement.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, we get your bill, and it's due on the 15th. So when you actually receive your bill in the mail, that was probably a week before that was your statement date, when your statement was actually generated. So when you hear stay below 30%, it must be your statement date. Because when, you know, the billing cycle, everything updates, you don't want to be over 30% when everything updates. Now, you can pay it down. Okay, so let's say you have a $300 credit limit, and your due date is the okay, so paying it down before the 15th won't help you because you're only going by the paper. Now, what you actually would need to do is kind of have that down maybe around $65 on the second when the billing cycle comes around. So, because a lot of times when you actually get your bill in the mail, it's not your current balance. So your current balance at the time that your statement is generated, that's your statement date, and then your due date is when you actually would need to make the payment for that account.
Awesome, awesome. And that's something we have to make sure we understand. Again, we wanted to make sure we holler at our sponsor and give them a shout-out. We're going to the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, help sponsor this show, along with WVSW, Internet Talk Radio. Also, if you have an existing business who has suffered from COVID-19 and need funds to help with Paycheck Protection Program, call William Scott at 334-320-5438. So you have an opportunity to pay your payroll. If you're able to qualify for that loan, which has forgiveness with it, well, call William Scott at 334-320-5438. Okay, just a couple more questions, Nikki. I say I'll stalk you, so I'm going to drill you. So let's get ready to ask another question. You can get ready. In my observation, and I'd like for you to share some thoughts on in regards to deletion. If you do not have a written agreement of deletion, do not pay off the collection. And I took that from you. I told you I stalked your page, so you can get ready. Just go help us out, give us some clarity on that.
Okay, absolutely. So here's another credit tip. So, again, when you get these collection calls or harassing letters in the mail, and they're like, okay, let's settle. You just cut it off and pay it, and okay, fine, let me pay this off. And then who's to say that you're going to get a receipt? Or, yeah, you're going to have proof from your debit card or your bank account from the check that you paid it. But what you did was you just paid Dr. Smith. And he's going to be fine. He has his money. But the credit bureaus have already paid Dr. Smith as well. So what that's going to do is the credit bureaus and Dr. Smith, they're totally different. So what's going to happen is Dr. Smith's gone on by his business, but the credit bureaus don't know that you paid Dr. Smith's money, so that same debt is going to sit on your account. Or what they may do, they say, okay, Dr. Smith can say, oh, they paid for it, and cool. They'll send like the updated receipt that you have a zero balance. But it's a zero balance. The zero balance is still going to sit there and affect you the same way. You know why? Because you have a delinquent account that you did not honor your agreement payment plan on. Regardless if it's zero or 1,000, it is letting the lenders know that you did not stick and honor your agreement. So before you actually pay off an account in collections or whomever, you want to have that discussion that, you know, I paid this in full. So, for instance, if that is still sitting over there with a zero balance, you have a receipt that you can actually send into the credit bureau yourself. And then just one more little tip. So those that are have a car note and you're like, oh, I only have one more payment. I'm going to, you know, be done with this. What I advise you guys to do is if it's in good standing, call the car company and tell them do not report it to your to the credit bureau. Like, you're done paying them money. But that is like 3 to 5, 6 years of good payment history that you're going to lose, because you know what? Those 5 classes you were in, you no longer go to science. So your average is down to 4 classes versus divided by 5. So you're going to lose. So you think, okay, I'm out of debt. I pay my class. My score should go up. Nope, because you have less reporting to the credit bureau. So, you know, if you got a good standing report with any type of loan, even a credit card, a Montgomery Ward card, Sears, something back in the day, you know, even if you just have to spend $5 on it and pay the $5 off, you want to get all your credits and, you know, reports and updates every month to the credit bureau, like, hey, I'm doing good. I'm below my balance and I'm paying you guys on time. So the more positive lines of credit, revolving credit, good credit, that's going to help. And that's another thing with us when we are going after all of your derogatory items. For instance, if it is a cost, if you only have one late payment, we won't say, okay, we need to take this whole account off. What we will do is go back and get those late payments removed. That same thing with mortgages. And it will reflect as paid as though like you've never been late before, versus the accounts that go over to collections and they're trying to harass you. We'll just get those removed altogether without you paying for it. So you don't even have to really worry about your paper proof of deletion, because you don't owe anything anyway it's going to be deleted, but, you know.
We had another guest, you know, the panel that we had last year, Doc, they said the same type of thing that she just said. Even if you pay something off, make sure that you, if you don't do anything, but just charge something $25, you know, keep it where, you know, they're seeing that you are still doing great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got 20, if you don't do anything, but just grab and buy something for $25 and charge it, and then pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do the same thing the next month. Keep that open.
No, and it's a good thing. Go ahead on, Nikki. Go ahead on.
Okay. Before I even got into this, and I was just at I don't know where I was, but they were having a conversation where, you know, they were paying their mortgage. Like, they paid everything on their credit card. And then what they do is they turn around, and if their bills are $8,000 for the month, when they get paid, they pay their bill. So what they do is they actually, you know, just rotate their money. Like, what we do is, oh, when I get paid on the first, I'm going to pay my rent. No, put it on a credit card. You're going to pay that easy. You're going to get the money. Get your reward points. Build your credit. And you get higher limits, and that's really, you know, how you are able to increase and, you know, be on your way to financial freedom. Just, you know, just different conversations, maybe reading books or listening to things, but it's just little stuff like that. You're like, oh, you're right. That can be $1,500. It's the same thing, but I'll be rewarded, and my credit card history is good.
Awesome. And let me say this, Nikki, I want to say you kind of got an old soul because you call out some places probably not existing in the world. Montgomery Ward, Sears.
Right, Sears.
Yeah, they
go. Jaffers. Those places some of our young people don't know about.
Yeah, they go.
They know about Sears, you know, but they don't know that well. That's what Nikki sounds like. She's old. She got an old soul in. So I'm glad you shared that with us.
And J.C. Penney is
good
going.
Exactly. And I learned a valuable lesson, and we're going to move to one more question, if you would, Nikki, and we'll get ready to wrap it up. Last thing after that, we'll be sharing some of the upcoming events and also your contact information, how individuals can contact you and share. If maybe your service can be offered to them, which you will have an opportunity. We'll be getting some calls that will be wanting you to work with. Rent. We're going to ask a question about rent. What are the benefits of renting? Are there any benefits? Because people tell you, you don't need to rent. You need to go buy you a house. What are the benefits of renting?
As far as me, I'm renting less of a half. To me, I'm single, and, you know, I just don't want all the people did that younger, whatever. You know, my husband want to come in and do everything. It's fine. We'll get a house for him. But I have a house now. A house is a liability. Anything that is not going to, I mean, yeah, you're going to get equity. You're going to do the, I mean, if I was to get a house, it would be an investment property. I mean, whatever I'm putting, I need to come back. I mean, that's just how I look at it. But again, you know, everybody have want a house for different reasons. But honestly, it's a liability because you have to keep it up. You have to. It's a lot of work. Yes, you're going to get equity, but I mean, it's just so much you're putting in for the little that you actually get out. So, to me, rent is more convenient. You know, not committed as long. You can call somebody for your, you know, to me, it's just easier for me in my life. But it's a liability. That's just how I look at it. That's how I feel. You have a floor.
Okay.
Well, I think that homeownership is, you know, that's your viewpoint. You can't argue with that. But homeownership is you're building up the equity in the home, and for some during this pandemic, it would have helped a lot if they'd had home ownership and had equity where they could borrow from the equity in their home.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in home ownership. First, it's a matter also to me of not having to pay someone else and have a roof over my head. You know, we have a roof over our head. This is ours. So to me, that's important. But again, you build up that home equity, and that's one of the biggest things that lenders look at and on your credit scores too is how you're handling home ownership, that mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as you get older, that is a huge for inheritance and things of that nature. It's to me, that's important.
I agree with everything you said 100%. But again, you know, I would just be looking at it as, you know, an investor property. That I would own and still kind of have, you know, at the end of the day.
Correct.
But I guess I'm just looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's paying for itself and making money for itself while I'm actually becoming, you know, owner of it. But yeah, it's a twofold.
Okay. And let me ask one more question, folks, and it could be a short answer. Now, if I am renting, is it positive for my credit report or negative for my credit report?
Well, what we can do is we can actually go back 2 years and report your rental history, but, of course, you only want it on there if it's good. If you've been late, no, you don't want anything negative applied. But we do have a service where your rental history can go on and report every month as a positive line of credit. So absolutely, anything you've been paying, at least $1,000 or more, I mean, that's probably your biggest, largest expense, you know. So as soon as you're late, we're going to let everybody know. So, you know, let's go ahead and let everybody know you've been paying your rent on time the last 2 years.
Okay. Awesome. You know, I like that. What you just said really end the show to a positive thing, because sometimes people think that renting is not a benefit. Sometimes if you pay your bills, pay your rent bill every month, it's equivalent to like you making sure you pay your mortgage. You just don't get some of the benefits. But on the other side, I always say that some people, you know, I've been owning a home for many, many, many blue moons. And I wouldn't go any other way, but I also lived in South Florida during the 16 through 18. And I was renting down there a condo, which was over $2,200 a month to operate. And I still had my house where I am now. So, but by paying that, it was still a benefit because they showed it up on my credit that I had that besides I'm paying my mortgage every month. So it works both ways. Some people use renting to house them and invest in property. So that's what, you know, it works both ways. So we wanted to share that with you. Nikki had offered some awesome information tonight. Now, Nikki, before we close out, we want you to kind of share the upcoming events you have going on or going to have in the future coming up. I know COVID-19 challenging everybody, and your contact information.
Okay, absolutely. So, of course, most of the world is moving around on Zoom. So nightly webinars. The next will be tomorrow. And all of that information can be found on my Facebook page, which is Nikki, Nikki Alexander. And on Instagram, it's Building Wealth with Nikki. So either one of those, I can be contacted. And if you are on any of the Facebook pages, I did drop my business flyer that has all of my contact information on it as well. But for those that have a pen in hand, my number where I can be reached is 214-232-8717, 214-232-8717. And anyone that wants a free consultation, you can go ahead and reach out within the next 24 hours. And I am open to actually waiving your enrollment fee and allowing you to get started at half price. So, again, you can reach out 214-232-8717 or Nikki Alexander on Facebook. Instagram is Building Wealth with Nikki. Okay. Thank you guys so much for having me tonight.
It's good to have you, Nikki. And I
tell
you, it's awesome, Nikki. And I will post all that information back on my page tomorrow on all the many social media pages I have, all the Facebook pages I have, along with all the groups as part of it. So if you're looking for advertisement and you want to be a part of these sponsors, you can make contact on my Facebook or Instagram, and we will make sure we promote your business, promote what you're doing, your ministry, whatever it may be. Nikki, thank you so much for joining us, and I'm hoping we can get you to come back in the future, and we'll kind of move our topic to another direction, and we look to kind of continue our communication and our networking, so we'll make sure we have all the knowledge about financial literacy, and you are a specialist, and you can share something, but make sure you contact Nikki, and you can go to Nikki Alexander on Facebook. Or she mentioned her telephone number, and I had it posted with all of her information for contact tomorrow on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all of them. Everyone, I have counts on all of them. So we'll make sure. Nick, again, thank you so much for joining us.
All right.
So much. Thank you.
All righty. Guys, have a blessed night.
You too.
You do the same. You too. All right, Scarlett, we have a few people. And on Facebook, a little different because I'm operating with a new computer.
Okay, here we go.
I wasn't able to see the people names that are joining us. I just kept seeing them pop in and pop out for, you know, the number. It just gave me the number. But normally it would give the information about this person. But I couldn't see it. But I can say on Instagram, we have several people. And most of the time they have their handle instead of having their name.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Behind the Mask Ministry, 2133, and we know that's the minister, Denise Stephanie, out of Berkeley, California. She's joining us on Instagram, Chef underscore Hill 24, Stacy.low.54. Deirdre Ramsey, I know her. Thank you so much, Deirdre. Then we got Ketches joining us also. We had several other people on and off. I didn't write down all the names, but it was awesome having Nikki on the show tonight. I do really appreciate her taking time to share some stuff. But contact her. Also, our sponsor that's advertising on our radio station, which is William Scott. Contact him about any startup business questions, any PPP, EIDL, or anything that's going on.
Can you stop on him for just a sec?
Yes.
Is there any way that we can get him to come on the show? Because if this $1.9 trillion passes, there's going to be another new round of money specifically pinpointing black businesses and getting back up and running.
Exactly. And a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, Scarlett. I'm so thankful that you shared that with us. Even with this PPP money, the first lenders who received the money was those that focus on minority or small business with a minority sector. The second round lenders, which is the Wells Fargo, the Cabot, they won't be able to post theirs available to the 19th. So it actually came out last week available for those minorities to jump on that. And some people are skeptical about, but William, I'm going to get him on here as he can see. He's going to be more or less advertising on all of our networks. So I talked with him. That's one of those contracts that we worked on to get in place.
I'd love to have him come on.
Yeah, we'll get him on as soon as, a matter of fact, I will talk with him tomorrow to see when he's available to come on our show. So he'll be ready to go. But it's awesome. Scott, you want to share some last words? Then I'm going to Like I said, I couldn't give the Facebook people because it didn't pop up, and I had to start using something else to make it pop up like my phone. It pops it all up, but apparently this new Facebook thing set up now is not.
You and Lisa, the equipment, okay.
Yes. Yes, yes. We can try to make
but
this
anyway,
thing work.
Great show. Every year we start the new year off with you know financial strength and getting your financial plans in order for the year. And 2020 was pretty rough, but you got a new change now. This is 2021, so let's get it together and keep moving forward. And I'm particularly concerned, as you can tell, about the small businesses, minority businesses. I really am.
Yes, yes.
But
yes,
we're so glad that everyone has joined us tonight on this inaugural change. And I'm very proud of you. You know, when you were talking to Ms. Alexander, one thing I thought as you talked about, you know, you really were describing yourself, you know, how you plan and how you started, mm-hmm. you know, and how you've moved and you keep progressing and you keep reaching those goals. That is,
yes,
you know, if our listeners just listen, Doc is telling you how he's done it and how it can be done. You know, I just thought about you the whole thing when you were talking to her. You were really describing yourself. Great job.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And it's always good, you know, I always tell people, like I told my chapter the other day, you know, give our flowers while we yet live. And I try to make sure we do. We have celebrated, and quickly you may want to share something about your celebration, J16, but all of the organizations that celebrated Founders Day, even back from 20, you had N17, which is the Brothers Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. D4, which is D74th, you have the Brothers of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Then you had on J5, you had the Brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. On J9, okay, I was going to come last with us, so I'm going to just skip and come last with us. But
okay.
We had J13, the ladies of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. J15, you had them awesome people of AKA Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. They always talking about they've been around longer than anybody else, especially sorority. Then on, and I'm gonna let Scarlett take this one. And Scarlett, we have about 3 minutes in this minute. Those
J16, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And we are so proud. I mean, we blue and white all over the place. But it's just so proud to be part of, first of all, it's so proud to be a part of the Divine Nine and to know that
exactly.
the work that collectively we all do together to support our communities and to help people with, you know, and children and teens with scholarships and college students, you know. And I'm so glad to see that a member of AKA, we still love her, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is going to be the first in that White House
exactly.
as Vice President. And I think it's wonderful because it's representing all of us, HBCUs, and also the Divine Nine. You know, we share her together.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's an AKA, but we all share in this historical moment because collectively
awesome.
When we get out there and do that work, you can have on any all our colors, but the bottom line is what we're doing for mankind. So I'm just proud at this moment
Thank
in
you.
History.
Thank you so much. I got 60 seconds, so I can't forget either the Sigma Gamma Rolls, Iota. But I want to give a shout out to all of my brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated,
right.
Special chapter brother of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We're excited. We have three members of this team that works on Wednesday night on Talking Sports Plus, 8 o'clock. You have brother Tony Stallworth, brother Marvin Smith. He just came to the organization. I had to get his name right. And last but not least, you have none other than our radio personality, Dell E. Train Elliott, and I have myself. So glad you can join us. We're about to close out. Have an awesome time. It's I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. We'll talk to you on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time. Thank you so much, Scarlett. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Like to, in regards to the ways you go over here. have a vision and have that hunger and say, this is where I'm going to be at a certain point. Because a vision is all about longevity. And you got to understand that, as they said, for the first 5 years, you may not see no profit. So don't dump all the earnings, all your savings into it, because you may not get any returns the first few years. But basically, if you're holding to longevity, is so important to any type of business. And everybody has to understand that having that longevity means sticking with it. And don't reinvent the wheel and do things that create problems for you. Because every time you reinvent the wheel, it's hard for me as a creditor to give you some money. It's hard for me to lend you money because obviously you won't be able to hold on to it. Don't have your job history where you change jobs every month or two. Even though you're trying to fill a little bit, you're still working on that other job, which you can say is your full-time job, but you're trying to do a janitorial service. You're trying to do a window washer service. You can't be changing jobs the whole time. You know, that's something I don't want everybody to keep in mind so you can understand. Now, as well as our guests, if you're interested in starting up a business, what it takes to get a building, contact her. She can kind of, if no more working, and I can't say she's going to tell you exactly how, she can help you with regards to that. That's what's coming up next. But I want to give one of our sponsors, if you decide to start a business, whether it's Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, janitorial service, lawn service, and you need some help with capital, or how to apply for capital, contact William Scott at 334-320-5438. William Scott, 334-320-5438. Okay, thank you. And then just want to share some other things in regards to what are some steps for financial freedom. We all want to know what financial freedom. First of all, can you explain what is financial freedom? And then what are some steps to
A, B, C, okay.
Mm-hmm.